And good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's Ag News 890 at the Heartland Ag Showcase here in the Meridian Manufacturing Studios for 10 o'clock. And we've got some, before AgriTalk, we've got some time to talk about something that, well, here on the radio, we've been blessed to be able to talk about it for about 3 years. But it's been on the market for 2 years, going into their third year. It's Cebus SU Canola, a very unique canola product. And let's talk with Scott Anderson about that. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Yes.
You made the trek to Minot, huh?
I did, and it was wonderful weather. I didn't see any dead pheasants frozen to the side of the road or anything.
So. No, which does happen the other times we come to Minot, like at the end of January.
So. Exactly.
Yeah. A few deer, though, along the side of the road.
They must be active and moving around. I don't think they were shot by hunters. I think they're hit by vehicles.
I know. They're avoiding the lead and getting hit by the chrome
or exactly.
Whatever is on the front of vehicles nowadays, the plastic. So, all right, well, let's talk about Cebus SU Canola. Different than all other canolas, huh?
Yes, it's essentially a new development, about 20 years further advanced science than the GMO type of product. It's a product of what we call gene editing, where we can make specific changes to genes inside the plant without adding any foreign genes. And it's been deemed non-GMO by just about every regulatory agency that cares about these things in the developed world, Europe and so on. And,
which is an important point, right?
Yes, it is, actually. There's markets for these types of things. They're actually developing. And we have a grain company, Cargill, kind of a familiar name.
Just a little bit, especially in the, where you want to take seeds to crush them.
Yes, and they're a worldwide company, and they see the value in these things. And so what they like about our canola is the versatility of it. Since their West Fargo crushing plant crushes non-GMO sunflowers and flax, they also crush canola there. But they eventually like to take our canola in as their main product because then the whole facility is non-GMO. But they can sell our canola to anybody that wants generic canola oil, or they can set it aside at Denny, preserve it, and get a premium themselves. So that's why they're offering growers a premium on taking in the product.
Well, now that should make a difference in selecting seed. And now is the canola seed buying time?
Yes, it is. There's good discounts right now. As you go for it's just about anything. If you buy fertilizer now, you get the cost of money forward, and then there's specific incentives, volume bonuses, and so on. There's a contract bonus, a loyalty bonus. The average grower, if they buy our product early enough in the season, they end up with about $100 off a bag. We're already a lot more competitive than the Liberty and a lot of the Roundup canolas out there. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pretty good offer. So the seed is a little less expensive, and the herbicide we use is for broadleaves about $5 an acre. We add a inexpensive grass chemical to it and a little surfactant, a little less than $10 an acre for full weed control and non-GMO weed control. And also the canola will not be a weed in any of the soybean systems. So if somebody wants to try the good new Liberty soybeans, our canola won't be a weed in the Liberty soybeans. Or, like some people have discovered for a few years now, it can be the worst weed in Roundup canola.
Right, yeah. You know, and along canola the side of the road, too.
I mean, in soybeans.
You right, can have, oh, right.
Yeah, exactly, side of the road. There's people that have canola that have never grown canola in their crops that can't figure out how to get rid of it.
Yeah, wow.
It forces them to use a pre-emerge in some areas that they would not have had to use, even though they should have been using one anyway.
But, right. But yeah, this is another tool in the toolbox, as they say, in the diversity efforts to try to get rid of all the resistant weeds, get them knocked down or prevent the resistant weeds.
Yeah, we need more than just two weed tools if we're going to be serious about growing canola into the future. Yeah. And it looks like oil seeds are going to have better demand than some of the wheat, corn commodity. It's a little more of at least a specialty crop. Canada's kind of tapped out on their acreage. They admit that they can't grow anymore because their rotations are already too tight. We have a lot of potential here to grow a crop that can be harvested earlier than soybeans, take advantage of early season moisture, get a premium in the marketplace with very little risk, all these other benefits, and not be as much of a disease problem in the rotation, say, than sunflowers, yeah. which is a very good crop, but it can add to a lot of white mold and things in other crops.
Where can you grow canola? How far south can you go?
Well, we've had canola this last year. There's a, I'd say, almost a resurgence in southwest North Dakota. It's basically probably their best crop. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. We did have moisture statewide, and it's surprising. We have above 2,000-pound canola yields southwest of Bismarck. We actually sold a lot of seed down there, and people are fairly happy with taking notice of us. And there's no reason why this shouldn't be grown further south in North Dakota. You know, at one time, canola, when it first came out, was in every county in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And so there's places in Minnesota where they're tapped out on their rotations, and they don't see wheat as – they know they need wheat, but they're not making any money. They're probably going to add some canola, mm-hmm. and it's going to be – as far as maybe even in Pelican Rapids area, people are getting interested in Manoman over there. And they just are creative farmers. Their farmers are very creative. I think they'll find a way to make money if they can.
Right. And the weather is a lot different from Headinger, say, to Wahpeton, but not that much difference from Pelican over to Wahpeton. So, I mean, if they can do it over there in west central Minnesota, sure can try it in southeast North Dakota. Huh?
Well, the further south you go, the earlier it warms up, and then so get in the ground early. That's the key with canola. Plant early and harvest early.
Uh-huh. Excellent. All right, Scott Anderson with Cebus SU Canola. It's a great option, something different, and Cargill's given a premium. That's pretty cool.
Yes, Act of God clause on 1,500 pounds, full production contract. So if you hit the jackpot on yield, they'll take all of it. And if you have a failure, you know, just sign up to 1,500 pounds. So it's a very low risk. It's a kind of a contract that people like to see, that and then there's several delivery periods, and we're working on adding other additional locations other than West Fargo. That's we had Berthold this last year. We're hoping to set that up in some other locations.
Well, it's something to consider, something to talk about, and if guys want to talk to you about it, Scott, how do they get a hold of you?
Scott Anderson, S Anderson, Cebus.com.
All right. That's pretty easy.
Yes.
S. Anderson. And Anderson with an O-N. Right?
Yes, O-N. Yes.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Scott, always good to see you. Thank you so much. And guys may have known you. You've got a long history with Dow. And this is the same, just in case you were wondering, this is the same Scott Anderson.
Yes.
You've been around for, well, not ever, but about the same amount of time I have.
Yeah, 31 years in the Army Reserve and NDSU grad, ROTC, and agronomy and so on. But I lived in all four corners of the state, Mick. So,
all right. And now you like the northeast corner, don't you? Or no, you're around Fargo.
I'm in Fargo, but yeah. I cover a lot of ground. We also have a fellow sales rep, Garrett Groves, lives in Devil's Lake. So we're a growing company. Garrett's got a long, solid history in canola, so he adds a lot to us on the agronomy side as well. So,
all right.
And so we're also working with Wilbur Ellis. That's one of our key partners, and they do a very good job at distribution.
Excellent. So, All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much. We wish you a successful 2017.
Thank you, Mick.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we're taking a break across the bottom, top of the hour, and then it's an hour of AgriTalk with Mike Adams. And, hey, then we'll be back here for the rest of the day. Farm Talk this afternoon from the Heartland Ag Showcase. I'm Mick Kerr right here on Ag News 890.